Since we're taking up the SB.
You better have a mic.
All right, thank you. Senator Dietrich, do you want to introduce her?
Yes, and I have a couple of gentlemen that are up from the Clear Lake area to give you some of the details of the bill, but let me just lay out some of the groundwork. The bill is a provision to allow us to use the dredges that the state owned a few years ago and were transferred to the South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association for a dollar. And the purpose of those dredges, of course, are to dredge lakes and so on within the state of South Dakota. What's happened is that DNR and how we've dealt with the environmental issues around lakes and streams have more moved into a preventive type mode where we're dealing more with shorelines and so on rather than the after effects of the erosion, and that is cleaning out the lakes itself. As we've moved to that situation, the use of those dredges has been reduced. The amount of demand for those dredges have reduced. We obviously still have the two dredges, and I believe this organization has purchased another dredge. And what's happening is that they are not allowed, or they are not utilizing those dredges at capacity. What this bill simply does, let me back up a second. When that transfer was made of ownership of the dredges, there was a restriction that those dredges could only be used within the state of South Dakota. What this bill simply does is allows the Lakes and Streams Association to utilize those dredges out of state when they're not used at capacity within state. If you'll notice, it does give priority to the lakes and streams of South Dakota, so if there's work within the state of South Dakota, they will be doing that work here in this state first, and then when that work is completed as a priority, that they will have the opportunity to work outside the state. So basically what this bill does is give them the freedom to be able to operate their equipment at a fuller capacity, and I certainly would hope that the committee looks upon this bill favorably.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Dietrich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Dietrich, in the event these dredges are being used out of state and we find that they're needed in this state, will they leave the job that they're doing and come back here? I know they can be tied up for several months in some position.
Mr. Chairman,
would you care to answer that?
Thank you for that question, Senator Reedy. As I understand the process, communities don't just all of a sudden decide tomorrow that they're going to dredge a lake. There's a fairly lengthy process. They need to find funding for that project. It's a fairly lengthy process, so there will be plenty of time, from my understanding, and you should certainly welcome you to ask that same question to the witnesses. But my assumption is there's plenty of time for them to be able to make arrangements, and this particular group does have three dredges, and so they would be able to maneuver around and be able to handle that demand as it comes up. But certainly feel welcome to ask the witnesses as they come forward.
Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question. I may have missed this. Where was the funding, where did the original funding come from to purchase the dredges? What was the source?
It is my understanding that in Governor Jankel's first terms, he purchased the dredges, and I assume it's with state monies, public funds. I think the gentleman that will be testifying will be able to give some background on that. But obviously, that arrangement did not work very successfully, as sometimes will happen when government runs operations like that. And so a decision was made during the late Mickelson's administration to transfer the title of this equipment to the South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association, which, as I understand it, was basically a shell organization that gave them the opportunity to take over. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions, Senator? We will then go to, are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Don't forget, if you're going to testify, you need to sign in at the door. The signature card's over there. Would you state your name and
Yes, I'm Don Markward with South Dakota Lakes and Streams. There was a question earlier, I can't remember for sure what it was, of me.
Mr. Chairman, was it?
Yes, sir.
Was it my question about being out of state? And
oh, right, out of state. Normally, we know like 5 years in advance. If a community wants to dredge their lakes, they start the process. It takes about 5 years, so we know well in advance where we will be. Okay. The big problem is we have a certain amount of overhead, and like last year we had one dredge that was idle all year. We had another one that was idle about half of a year. So the dredging that we did do was of a higher price because these other ones were set idle. We also have several protective programs that we sponsor, like citizens monitoring, where we monitor lakes and streams all over the state. We sponsor that with any money that we have left over from the dredge program. And what we're asking to do is, if there's no dredge projects in South Dakota, we go out and get out-state money to come in and sponsor our in-state activities, which just makes sense to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the answer. The reason I ask is I know sometimes they're tied up for a year or two at a time in one lake.
Right, sometimes three or four years.
Yeah. So if that were to happen and they were in Minnesota, when the time came at the end of the five-year waiting period, would you bring it back?
Well, we'd have to.
Okay.
We do have a grand total of five dredges now. We have acquired two additional ones since the state transferred them to us. But the problem is, one of them that we acquired was a very large dredge. It requires a house mover to move it. Okay. The ideal ones to take out of state is the two what we call 8-inch dredges, because we can take them apart and truck them. So our cost is less, and we can bring them back faster if we have to. The larger ones, it's a little bit more difficult.
Are there any further questions for Mr. Markford? Yes, Senator Costin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, what do you have a capital fund or replacement fund you are building to replace these at the end of their life?
Not really. We would like to start that, but it's not built into the budget process at this point. It does reflect on our income and expense statement. We depreciate the equipment, and that depreciation is supposed to go into a fund, but that's not set up yet. It took us about 4 years. We started in, they were transferred to us in 93. It took us about 4 years to get our feet on the ground to even break even with them. We were like $130,000 in debt for several years. Had several banks around the state supporting us, I'd say we're getting close to the point where we can start funding equipment replacement, but that's going to be several years in the future. These dredges, they last a long time. One of the main dredges we have, the state's dredges were built like in 1986. 85. We acquired one dredge that I believe is a 1956 model, and that is the most productive dredge we've got. That was purchased from the Corps of Engineers. It was built much larger than the ones that the state bought, so it's easier to maintain and so on. It's not something that wears out. We put about $80,000 a year maintenance and improvements in these dredges also. So we keep them very up to snuff.
I can continue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just briefly, just a quick answer. What's a dredge cost? The 6-inch or whatever, you know, what rough numbers?
$300,000.
Any further questions for Mr. Marquardt? Oh, yes, Mr. Reedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one question. The Lakes and Stream Association, are you a state employee or are you... You're independent.
We're a nonprofit corporation.
Okay. Not affiliated with the state.
Not really.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Are there any other proponents for Bill 122? Any other proponents? I don't have any other proponents. Do we have any opponents? Do we have any opponents to Senate Bill 122? If not, we'll close the testimony period, and the committee can be asked to either discuss it or...
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hopefully, due to the testimony and that, you see the situation is that we have equipment that's not being utilized anywhere close to its capacity. This only, to me, seems like a reasonable effort. I know when Don first visited with me, my first concern was that we make sure that we're able to dredge the lakes of South Dakota, and that's why we've addressed this the way we have, and hopefully that's taken care of to the committee's satisfaction, and with that, I would move to pass.
Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second. Do we have to have a voice vote? Yeah, any discussion on the motion? Senator Costa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm probably going to oppose the bill just basically because it was a agreement, and I remember something about the agreement that we would gift these to the association for South Dakota projects, being these were raised, these were originally purchased with South Dakota tax dollars, and I think you're right. I don't remember the exact fund, or if it was the governor's special fund, or exactly how they were purchased, but it just, to me, doesn't seem right that we're going to allow out-of-state usage to benefit some other state, and we really don't have any replacement dollars coming back in. If we do have a project we need, it may be 15, 20 years down the road, and these are gone, used up, that we haven't replaced them, and I don't feel strongly that this isn't the right thing to do, but yet I think that in looking down the future, 15, 20 years, we may need these and they won't be available. We'll have to repurchase. So for that reason, I will probably oppose the bill.
Senator.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question again of Don?
Yes, you may.
Am I correct that did the state give you three rigs? The state gave you three and you have bought two since. So, in effect, what you're asking for is the authority to use those other two probably out of state more than... When you stop and look at it, I know you're asking authority to be able to use them all. But the fact of the matter is the state gave you three, you now own five. So it...
Okay. Don, would you step up to the mic if you're going to discuss this any further?
One of them that the state transferred to us was what they call a 10-inch dredge. That's a fairly good size physically, a 53-ton piece of equipment. It takes a house mover to move it, so it's really not practical to move it out of state. Two other ones that the state transferred is what they call 8-inch dredges. They can be trucked out of state, okay? Now, one of them we've purchased on our own is a 10-inch dredge, a large one, larger than the state-transferred machine. That's impractical to take out of state. One of the dredges that we purchased is called a Mudcat. It's a 6-inch dredge. It's a baby dredge. You don't get a lot of business for that. But that's very mobile, all over the state and out of state and what have you. But we don't get a lot of work for it. The two 8-inch ones that were transferred from the state is ideal to take out of state because they're fairly mobile, okay? That's why we're asking to take them out of state.
Yes, Senator Simmons.
So in effect, what we're saying here is looking at the dredges you have and what the state's given you, you would still be covering the state with as much dredge power as you had previously in the state when the state gave
yes.
Thank you, Bishop.
You bet.
Yes, Senator Hockenbach.
Do you base your rates or give South Dakota priority as far as rates go, and anything out of state, is it a higher rate?
We do South Dakota work on a cost basis. We figure, okay, we have about 15 cost plus about 15%. That 15% is going now to support our other projects in the state, the non-revenue producing projects, such as the citizens monitoring and the kids water festivals and stuff like that. Out of state, the work that we have done some work out in Colorado, okay, that the rate that we charged there was almost double what we charged in South Dakota. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. Yes, Senator DeHuick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, and my apologies. I missed all of your testimony, and so I don't mean to cover ground you've already talked about. With regard to the dredging you've already done in Colorado, did you use the dredges that the that you got from the state?
We used the what we call the mudcat, the baby dredge on that one.
And another question, Mr. Chairman.
You may.
With regard to projects that need to be done in South Dakota currently, is there quite a demand, or has there been a lessening of that need?
It's a lessening of the dredging that used to be covered under the 314 Act, which was a clean water directed fund directly to lake restoration. About the time we took them over, that funding got combined with 319. So basically the state could see that that funding was going to go away. And about the time that happened, we had several projects in the state that was in the middle of being done. And that's why the organization was formed, and they were transferred to us for completing those projects and so on. But now, like last year, we had two and a half dredges busy out of the five. Okay, so we were only running at 50% capacity, which means that, like I said earlier, there's a certain fixed overhead that we have. If we only got half of our dredges busy, it's costing a lot more per project than if we had all of them busy. Okay. Prices have gone up from $1.35 a yard, for example, to close to $2 a yard because we're only running half capacity. And I'm not even sure. We've had interest from out of state, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Colorado. We've never really pursued this heavily, so I'm not even sure that anything would happen. But if it would, this bill would put us in a position to take advantage of it and bring that money back into state to fund our state projects.
Yes, Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm not sure whether to direct this question to Don or to Senator Dietrich, but you don't need our authority to move the two dredges that you purchased to other states. It's just the three that the state purchased.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marquardt. Is there any further discussion or action? I believe we have a motion and a second on the floor. Would the secretary take the roll?
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Koskinen?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Edric Elmer.
Aye.
Edric Leary.
Aye.
Eight yeas, one nay.
Senate Bill 122 will go to the floor then for further action.